Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They will have the ball to start the third quarter. Dallas leads 12-7. Snap to Wentz. Here comes pressure. Throws it deep down the left side. It is intercepted by Diggs.
Star up. Get that man back on social media to get his praise from RJ Choppy. It's star up, star down on a Cowboys Monday after they beat the Commanders 25-10. Give us your Cowboys report card on the truckwreck.com text line at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Diggs had the interception before the half. He has 16 in 25 games. His knockdowns, a fourth down knock away with 8 minutes left. Had a fourth and two against Terry McLaurin in the fourth quarter. One catch allowed, two forced incompletions, one interception. The passer rating allowed a 0.0. Star up to Trayvon Diggs. A magnificent game as Terry McLaurin continues to not live up to that brand new contract they gave him in D.C., and my fantasy football team is paying the price.
Yeah, CD is quite clearly the best wide receiver in the division. I don't know that there's even a question about it at this point. It's definitely not Terry McLaurin.
Anyone in Philly have something to say about that?
A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown got something to say
Close.
About that?
A.J. can say whatever he wants. He ain't it. I think it's quite clearly CD. But maybe that's just me. Who knows? But Diggs, I thought, had a game. I'd be interested to see what they score him at on PFF, because I don't watch the all 22, and they do. So I'd be interested to see what they score him at in the plays that didn't go to him. But I thought that was probably his best coverage game, maybe of his career. He was fantastic, I thought.
How about the return of the Cowboys' number two receiver?
Big third down, snap to Rush. He's going to run out to his right with room. Somebody come help him. Throw it in the end zone for Gallup. Caught it. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Thank you, Brad Sham, who will join us at 8:40 this morning. Look, he only had two catches. They were huge. I think the first one was also on third down to extend the drive, and then the second one was the touchdown. Two catches for 24 yards, but he drew two penalties as well. He had two catches. He was drawing penalties. Star up Michael Gallup in his return.
Yeah, you know, it was just the two catches. One of them was the TD. It was good to see him get that. Really good to see him get that because, obviously that's what the wide receivers, they could get 10 catches, but they would probably rather get two catches and one TD than eight catches and none.
And that was a 15-play drive. The TD was on third down. That makes it 12-7. He drew a 38-yard pass interference in the third. He drew another one in the fourth. 65 yards in flags in addition to the two catches for 24 and one touchdown. And Cooper Rush was asked about his new weapon afterwards.
Yeah, it's exactly what you expected from him. I mean, he looked like Michael Gallup. Big-time play, run the back of the end zone there, getting open. Big-time third down, like I said. Drew the holding call, which, you know, he beats the guy off the line right away. I mean, he's gone. And another PI. So, big-time player. We're really happy for him. That was, I think, big for him, you know, just to go back out there and, you know, I'm still Michael Gallup and can go make plays, and it's really going to help us.
They needed the second guy. They need a third guy. And maybe Noah Brown is that third guy. I mean, he has put up some decent numbers here.
Tolo asked a great question. Is Noah going to be as involved when Dak returns? In the third quarter, they needed that play so badly when he hooked up with Noah for 45 yards. They were up 12-7. They're still in that one score range. But third quarter, Coop to Noah Brown for 45. And that was huge. That's clearly his go-to guy, the training camp connection.
Yep, it seems to be. And a lot of times when the backup comes in, you see like the third stringer or the second stringer, the secondary guy get a lot of attention because they just got a good rapport. And it seems that way here. You mentioned Michael Gallup forcing the Commanders into some penalties. How about a star up to the Cowboys' lack of penalties?
Hey!
How about that one?
How nice and refreshing is it to face another team that is dumber and has worse timing than you? What? How many interceptions? You got to find that stat of interceptable balls. How many interceptions has Cooper Rush been saved by? I wanted to try to figure out yesterday whether he threw up one of those because he knew a flag was down. He had a free play, but that's probably four or five interceptions during this little run that Cooper Rush should have had, including two that got brought back yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but, they didn't count, right? If you got penalties against you, they don't count.
So. 11 for 136. The Cowboys had 4 for 20. That's it.
That's it.
They almost had a perfect first half, except they called Biotis for pointing out defensive assignments.
Who?
Biotis. They called him out for a false start. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm sitting here pointing at the mic and the linebackers and the assignments, and they throw the flag on Biotis.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. But, they were fantastic in terms of the discipline of the penalties. Or the lack thereof. And that's something this team has not had much of at all.
The Commanders had 12 total penalties coming in. 12 in three games. And yesterday they finished with 11 for 136. They had 128 total penalty yards in the first 3 weeks. So, man, it feels nice not to be the bad kids in school. There's worse kids than us.
Yeah, there are. There definitely are. It does feel good about that one. I got another one here for you, Sean. And he did not have a great game. He did not stuff the stat sheet very much. But the attention that Micah Parsons gets has made Tank Lawrence a force again. A couple of quarterback hits, no sacks, but a couple of quarterback hits and pressures on Carson Wentz. You cannot say enough about the attention that Micah Parsons brings to this defense and what it has done for the other players on that line.
Receivers. Wentz is in an empty gun. Second and 12 at his own 46. Dallas blitzes. Vander Esch is it's Neville Gallimore. Vander Esch was right behind him, but it was Neville Gallimore breaking through and getting the sack, the first of the day.
So when Gallimore and Mukwamu sacked Wentz, Dan Quinn's defense had 15 sacks in fewer than 3.5 games with 8 different players. They're coming from everywhere. 15 sacks, less than 3.5 games with 8 different players. And Mike McCarthy was asked, how hard is it? I know it's the Commanders in the NFC East. How hard is it in today's NFL to keep a team under 19 points?
I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, we all talk about 17 or less as a goal, but I mean, it's, we all know how the rules have changed in the last 10 to 12 years. Particularly with, more space and so forth. So I think it's a real credit to our coaches and our players. You can see this really building in the second half of the season last year. And as we stated throughout the OTAs and training camp, this is a group that has a complete understanding of how we want to play. We've got a lot of depth, love their competitive spirit. And, just like anything, we made some corrections at halftime. They came out and did a great job, particularly with our run defense in the second half. So, that tells you something about the group. They have a lot of pride. Once again, they want to be coached. And, it's just like anything, rushing a passer is a privilege. And that's why run defense is so important. And our guys really get that.
A privilege?
Privilege.
I have to mark that one down for Friday.
Rush privilege?
Rush privilege.
I've not heard that one.
I want to give...
By the way, don't ever use the term rush defense with this team again. Good gosh.
I want to get my star up real quick on the D-line to Dante Fowler. Had a third down sack. They were up 8. No, they're up 12 with 8 left. And Dante Fowler able to bring down Wentz. My star up defensively, Donovan Wilson. flying all over the place. This was a guy who I was told 2 years ago that they're not loving his work ethic. Right? He was one of these guys that was always around the football. When it bounced on the ground and there was a fumble, Donovan Wilson would somehow come up with it. But they weren't totally in love with his offseason commitment, and he is playing physical. He is a beast running around out there. And I guess while you're talking about guys in the secondary, how about the one who got the pregame heads up? Yo, you're playing. Jordan Lewis got hurt in pregames. Jordan Lewis is injured. So step in, Rook.
Wentz in the gun. They're sending six. Wentz gets rid of it over the middle. It's intercepted. It is Deron Bland, the rookie, with maybe a game-sealing interception on a pass for Curtis Samuel.
And there was the interception on the 20. Man, what media member? These media members go in. They go in after these games. Someone asked Jerry Payton, this is the cut? Have you given thought to potentially losing Dan Quinn in the offseason? We're asking this in week four?
What's going on here?
What is going on here? Hit this.
Well, again, I did something about that. I did something about Dan in the offseason. That's why we've got him today. Okay? I did something about that. And so I recognize that he was important in the offseason. And so that's, in other words, to answer your question, I don't have to say words. We did something about it. He's here. And he didn't have to be here. And so we're glad to have him here, obviously. And the players are playing because they feel a part of being a part of what he's started. You've got players like Lawrence and players like that. So there's a nice chemistry going on him here with his time with the Cowboys.
But I mean, next year.
Again, next year. But I know this, that we've done as good a job of having him here as you can do.
Who is asking? Talk about next year leaving.
What's going to happen in 3 years?
Talk about losing him next season.
Guys, there's 13 games left.
Without playoffs.
What are we doing?
How about a star up from Maher? Man, did we all get this one wrong? This freaking fool has come out here and basically been perfect. 53, 45, 28. We asked McCarthy about him on Friday. He's got four makes from 50 or longer, including a walk-off. The only miss of the year so far from 59. Star up, Brett Maher.
Yeah, and I don't care about a 59-yard miss.
No, nope.
I know you don't care about a 59-yard miss either. Like, this is why, you know, teams they freak out over their kickers all the time, and then they look at the, well, you know, he's missed this many, but you don't look inside at how many and how they were missed and what they were missed. Some kickers aren't asked to kick 59-yard field goals. Some aren't. Some are asked to only kick beyond 50. Well, I mean, there's a pretty big difference there.
Like Lutz. Lutz is going to be punished yesterday for the double doink in London.
Yeah. How far was that one?
60. He would have been the only player in NFL history to make two field goals of 60 or more.
Yeah. And he's going to get dinked for that?
I mean, he might. I'm just trying
Somebody will. Absolutely somebody will. And he's been one of the better kickers in the game for a while, perception-wise at least.
How about any star downs, run defense.
Yeah, run defense.
They gave up 101 rush yards in the first half. Bobby Bell tweeted they found a little honey hole on that left side.
Yeah, they did.
Is that targeting Micah? They were averaging 6.8 yards a carry to the left side against the Cowboys. That better get fixed against Philadelphia.
All right, okay. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to predict this right now, and I'm very bad at predictions, but I'm going to predict this. Some dope is going to say, see, this is why you need to have Micah as a linebacker. Okay? They just got gashed for 142 rush yards in a game that was they won by 15, that they only allowed 10 points. It doesn't matter. But someone's going to say, we got to put a stop to this, and we got to move Mike off the defensive line, because if he's a linebacker, this doesn't happen.
More star ups, star downs on the truckwreck.com text line. Let's start hearing from the Tolos on the text and Twitter. And is it time for Dak Prescott's return? Jerry Jones gives an update after the game. Hey, Cowboys Monday continues with the 6 a.m. club on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hurts this time gives it to Gainwell. Up the middle. He's in for the touchdown.
Oh, straight ahead.
Gainwell with one sidestep at the five and then a glide to the end zone.
Ooh.
Oh, the touchdown!
And the NFL's only remaining unbeaten is filthy. The Eagles come back and beat Mike Bassick's Jacksonville Jaguars. This was a 14-0 game. 14-0 game. The Eagles, weeks 1-3, 7 points in the first quarter. That's 23rd in the NFL, first quarter scoring.
Is that good?
That's not great.
No.
Second quarter, a little better. 65 points in the second quarter. That's best in the league. Yesterday, 0 points in the first, 20 points in the second, as they respond against their former coach, Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that was a quite I don't want to say quite the comeback, but it was a really good comeback. Jacksonville, they came to play early on, and then Philadelphia woke up and boy, they really put it to them. Those final three quarters, they kind of made this look embarrassing.
I was really hoping I could spy on Philly radio this morning. I think it was halftime. I'd already put it in my notes on my phone. Yes, I still use the Reminders app. spy on Philly at 4:30, because that's when the show starts, you know.
Eagles ran for 210. Miles Sanders ran for 134 and two touchdowns. A.J. Brown, 5 for 95. Goddard, 5 for 72. Trevor Lawrence only threw for 174 yards, 11 of 23. QBR was a 13.
Ooh.
A 13 for Trevor Lawrence, as the Eagles defense sacked him four times, and now they're the last undefeated team.
Last undefeated team, and, you know, that's, for them, they're sitting there, they're like, wait a second. We're in a division with the Commanders and the Giants, and Dak Prescott's hurt, and we only have a one-game lead, and we're 4-0. We're the last remaining unbeaten, and it's only a one-game lead. They can't feel like, they feel great about being 4-0. But it's also like, man, it's gonna be like, man, you know what? We've done nothing wrong. We've been the best team in the NFL through 4 weeks, and we're sitting here hanging on by a thread.
Meanwhile, a hideous game in New York, but the Giants are somehow 3-1.
Play fake. Jones is going to bootleg and roll left. He's going to run it again. Jones to the five. Jones dives in. Touchdown, Giants. Daniel Jones on a 12-yard run on an naked boot around the left side. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Daniel Jones threw for 71 yards. He ran for 68. This is their entire offense. Like, Kyler Murray probably needs to take a little memo from this. Just run. Russell Wilson, go back to running. Now, Daniel Jones gets hurt in this game with an ankle. Then Tyrod gets knocked out. They had to turn to Saquon at quarterback. They had to turn to Saquon Barkley to play quarterback out of the shotgun. He ran for 146. He had a Barry Sanders-type highlight. 31 for 146. They ran for 262 as a team against the sorry, boring Chicago Bears.
So sorry. So boring.
They're 2-2 somehow.
Such an unwatchable game this was. You know, you like to see the uniqueness that, you know, you have to throw Saquon in there. Just it's cool. It's fun. You hate to see anybody get hurt. But, you know, there's a uniqueness to that. But what an unwatchable game.
I hate the Bears. They're one of the teams I just want off. I want out of the league. I know they got the history and everything.
Screw the history.
I can't stand watching them.
I can't either.
I've never been able to stand it.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't like it. I can only imagine, you know, the amount of teams that we would contract if we could.
And now the NFC East standings. Filthy 4-0. Cowboys and Giants at 3-1. The Commanders at 1-3. And they got off to the nice start against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know. That's turned out to be a pretty nice win. Jacksonville's a highly competitive football team. But it's all they have. They've gotten basically worked everywhere else. Did not show up against Detroit. Did not show up yesterday. It was you know, obviously against Philadelphia either.
So now what is going to happen around here? Dak was targeting the Rams game. We've heard reports he can't really grip the football. They'd be concerned about the contact of him taking snaps under center. Then all of a sudden, Jerry has kind of backed off all of this. Cooper Rush has won to maybe give you some more time with a little delay. Here's Jerry with a Dak update after the Cowboys win.
I can't give you anything there medically. I don't think anybody knows how he's going to grip the ball. But certainly we're feel a lot better about the way Cooper's playing, the way the team is playing, the way our offensive line has evolved, what we're doing to have pieces of position flex in that offensive line should give you a real good feeling about dealing with what ifs as we go on through this season. And so I know as compared to when we came out of training camp, our personnel is far more solid and predictable than it was when we were coming out of training camp. And it's because these guys have gotten this play time and because some of the guys aren't out there and others are taking their place.
Oh, Jerry don't want to stir the pot now.
No.
Now he can't tell us anything. Before... As soon as
he'll be back, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
Forget IR.
2 weeks tops.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Medical miracle.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost as if he doesn't even hurt.
And now reality is here, and Cooper Rush is the first Cowboy quarterback ever to win his first four starts, and Jerry don't want to touch it. Funny how that works. Spread is out, by the way, for the Rams game. What do you think it is? Next Sunday, 3:30 on Fox.
In L.A., huh?
Yep.
Rams 3.5.
More.
4.5.
More.
5.5.
5.5. Rams by 5.5. Right now as it stands today. All right, Jerry, let's just say Dak is healthy.
Real quick.
Uh-huh.
So at the start of the year, it was a Dak. Cooper was a 6-point downgrade in Vegas from Dak. Going into this week, that had been reduced to 3.5.
Oh, my.
So.
Well, they scored 20. Against the Bengals, mm-hmm. 23 against the Giants, 25 yesterday.
So they consider him now a 3.5-point downgrade. So even if Dak played, it would be a 2.5 to 3-point spread.
All right, Jerry, let's just say number 4 is healthy. Any thought now to sitting him and riding Cooper's hot hand?
There's no thoughts about that because it's first of all, we've got to see generally if in fact that he's in a position to play a ball game. And we've got to get ready to play, of course, beginning here the first of the week. So we'll see how that goes. I don't have any way have no way, by talking to a doctor or even by talking with Dak, I have no way to assess whether or not he's going to be able to play this week.
Okay, so now he's totally clueless. Cooper Rush on the day, by the way. 15 of 27, 223, 8.3, a completion, RJ, two touchdowns, no picks. QBR was a 75. Carson Wentz's QBR was a 23.
I mean, look, 75 QBR is very, very solid. You know, I didn't think this was his best game. I thought he got, you know, better late. You know, that was a big-time throw that he had. Not a big-time throw. It was a really nice throw that he had the touchdown pass.
It was a dirty route.
Yeah, it was.
CD, you're talking about the Lamb one or the Gallup one?
The Gallup one, I mean, that's a broken play, right? You know, that's one of those kind of backyard plays. It's a Mahomes-type play. Not Mahomes, you know what I mean? It's like a backyard-type play. Rush, the Lamb one was dirty.
Rush in the first half, 9 of 16 for 127. One touchdown, no picks, 103 passer rating. It didn't feel that great.
No, it didn't.
You're up 12-7 a half.
Yeah, it didn't feel that good. But, it, you know, he performed.
I love watching him go deep. I love watching him. Good Lord. Rush go deep. I love Rush going deep. But, man, him just putting it in the air, yeah, it's refreshing.
It is. I mean, I like, you know, his decision-making has been very sound, and he's, you know, taking shots downfield. I like what we've seen here. I would not. I don't have any thought of, you know, keeping him in there when Dak's healthy. But if Dak can't grip the football, this is quite simply a no-go. I mean, this is not even a question.
What's the Dak percentage to where you're still starting Rush?
Like, how healthy does Dak have to be? Cooper Rush is another thing. I can't say that. I have to say Cooper. Jerry has made it, so I can't even pronounce his name anymore. But, you know, Cooper's made it that Dak basically be 100%, close to it. Why risk it? We don't have to. And losing to the Rams,
yeah,
that's
you're not going to be the favorite in that game either way,
right? That's not an indictment or a referendum on, oh man, we got to rush Dak back. Not at all. You're not supposed to beat the Rams at home.
K. Russ on Twitter. Star up Cowboys quarterback throwing it deep and getting PI calls instead of just checking down to punt. Anyway, D. Wade, Cooper Rush's interceptions, star up that keep getting canceled out by penalties. Is that 3 or 4 now? We do need to slide that in and factor that in. The interceptions that come back.
Yeah, I guess the question is, did the penalties cause any of those interceptions? You'd have to go back and look at all of them. And if the answer is no, then, you know, those are that's a little bit of luck there. A little bit of good fortune on the part of the Zebras.
All right, what are the Tolos saying about the quarterback? I'm going to predict Cooper Rush plays against the Rams because of Nick Eatman. Nick Eatman on Friday is like, meh, I'm hearing some issues with gripping the football. And if that's on Friday, I'm not putting him out there against the Rams. Let him come back against the Eagles. Let him come back against the Eagles. But that is a pretty dirty defense and defensive line that they rotate out there.
Yeah. For sure. Here we go. Trucker.com text line. I'm giving Dak a full 6 to 8 weeks of healing at this point. Say what you want. He's been outplayed by the other quarterback in all 4 games he's played. See, he has 160 million ways to get him in there. That's what I'm talking about, Jerry. Lucky he didn't have 2 picks.
Yep.
Am I the only one that has to say Cooper in the Jerry voice every time he says it? stick to the original date, 6 to 8 weeks. You guys are on a high horse because of the trash win, but question the other team's wins. Okay. And then that's, you know, basically in terms of Cooper and Dak, that's it.
So how about this question from the media? Asking Cooper Rush, how hard is it going to be to return as a backup? This after getting this win, how hard is it going to be to return as a backup when Prescott is ready?
Oh, yeah, you just enjoy playing ball. I mean, like you said, you don't get to start every week, you know, as a backup. And so while you're in there, you just want to do your job. You really enjoy it. It's fun being with those guys. You know, we have a heck of a team, great locker room. So, you know, you cherish it all. And, you know, when your numbers call, you just keep playing.
All right, Choppy, I'm going to be L.A. Radio this week. Okay. I'm going to be Keyshawn Johnson, and we're getting on R.J. Choppy from Dallas. We're going to play the Dallas stereotypical music in the background to intro you. R.J., what has Cooper Rush done? How would you describe his play while Dak is out?
He has been stable. He has, I don't want to say he's been mistake-free because he hasn't been mistake-free, but his mistakes have not been crippling. He has put the team in a solid position to win football games, and I think that's the best thing you can say about a backup quarterback.
Peyton, I'm telling you, for argument's sake, that Dak is 95% on Wednesday. Who are you playing against the Rams?
Since it's the Rams and I fear that defense still, I'm going to go with Cooper Rush.
You don't fear the Eagles defense?
No, because I'm assuming Dak is going to be 100% if you give him another week.
Okay.
And Dak plays really well against his own division, against the NFC East, so I think that can factor in as well.
Yep.
8 straight wins against the NFC East after yesterday's W over the Commanders. So enjoy it. Freaking enjoy it. It is absolutely sweet. 877-881-1053. Truckwreck.com text line with your star ups, star downs.
More for the truckwreck.com text line. At the very least, the Rams have to prepare for 2 quarterbacks. That's true. The people said we read it wrong. He has outplayed the other 4 quarterbacks that he has played against. Talk about Cooper. Playing well is the best thing for Dak. Whenever he has competition from within, Dak produces. So more on that. And that may be fair. I mean, maybe Dak does play well or better when he's got someone pushing him from behind. We haven't seen that since 2016.
What did we think about the Commanders' uniforms? How about the new number one team on Fox calling the game? And has the NFL found their fall guy for the Tua controversy? Hey, Cowboys Monday continues at the 6 a.m. Club next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wentz in the gun, looking left. Here comes Parsons. They've got him and sacked him.
Ball's out.
Washington's on it. Dante Fowler got the sack that Parsons caused by forcing the pocket back upfield.
Cooper Rush after the game. The Dallas defense. This defense is the reason we're winning. It's plain and simple. Bassick's prediction of a shutout. I was driving home Friday waiting for Jerry, and he goes, I may be sleep-deprived, but I'm going to predict a shutout and Carson Wentz gets replaced. Not that far off. Not that far off with 10 points scored and as awful as Wentz looked. Micah Parsons, quote, "We've been making people minimize their game plan, really making people earn it. When you make them earn it, people don't really want to earn it no more." First quarter yardage was 101 to 23. It was the Commanders' third straight game with less than 30 yards in the first quarter. What a broken, broken franchise. I guess you can give credit to the I didn't love the jersey as much as everybody else.
I was thinking, how is this going to play? I thought they were very cool. I understand. I get.
Yeah, everyone just loves black.
Yeah. I mean, but that wasn't even like black, right? It was like kind of like it looked like it was black with a little bit of burgundy hue to it.
Hmm.
You know, it didn't seem. It was more like a charcoal kind of thing. You know, I thought they were very. I thought they were FTD, fresh to death.
Dan Snyder, he showed up yesterday with Jerry on the field. He's suspended from day-to-day operations, has not been seen in public at Commanders home games. And there he is, crawling out of the hole to show up in Arlington.
I mean, why would he want to go to a game there? He's going to get pooped on. Okay, one of his poop pipes will burst, and all of a sudden, he's going to be not just an SE owner, but he's also going to be one that's he's got it covered in it.
Any thoughts on the announcers? As we had the A-team from Fox with Greg Olson and Kevin Burkhardt, along with Aaron Andrews, who was on our official pregame show with Zach Wolchuk and Broadus.
I like Burkhardt's fine. Burkhardt's fine. I like Greg Olson. I think, though, the way the NFL is today, man, if you're not a quarterback, you are really behind the curve when it comes to being the analyst, because so much of the game is dictated with the passing now and the quarterbacking. You hear, I don't think Greg Olson or any position player would be able to do what Romo did early on. Not just with, forget the predicting plays, but like, you know.
Witten definitely couldn't.
Right. Like Romo knew exactly how much time he needed to have to get a snap off, to get this and that. I don't know that every other player knows that. I know the quarterbacks do. So I think the quarterbacks are just make for better announcers and better analysts.
They're okay.
Yeah, but guess what? It didn't matter, right? You wouldn't choose a game because of that.
No, I'm gonna choose the teams, but I definitely put more onus on the announcers than many people do. To me, I notice and feel a difference when Buck and Aikman are on it. Like they're gonna have for tonight.
You could definitely feel a difference.
Rams and the 49ers. Like, there's just, I mean, they're fine.
Yeah, you could definitely feel a difference with Buck and Aikman or Nance and Romo versus Burkhardt, Olson, or you know, whoever.
Nothing feels or sounds like big time about
it. When Joe Buck was doing baseball, it just felt like a big game.
Yeah.
It felt like a big game. But, I mean, I wasn't going to turn the game off because of it.
Right.
And I think that's the key. But that, there goes, they obviously think something of it because they're paying Tom. They're going to pay Tom Brady $37.5 million a year. So Peyton, they obviously think it's a big deal.
Peyton, what do you think of Olson and Burkhardt?
No, I actually like them. I was surprised they got that game though. I didn't know if they were going to be shot over to Philadelphia because I mean that was a big matchup in Philly. You know, Eagles.
I don't know if that was a Fox game. I'm not sure because Jacksonville. In the AFC.
Oh, that's right. Might not have been.
So I don't know whether it was CBS or Fox. I'm not sure.
Now, do you guys judge what the announcers say? Like if they make a comment, do you go, well, that's dumb? Because, you know,
of course.
Sean, okay.
Of course, we judge everybody.
Yeah. We're very judgmental.
We're very judgmental. Why?
So, Sean, did you, I just wanted, because you were like, you know, Burkhardt, Olson, I mean, did you find yourself saying, I mean, is it just something they say that doesn't, you know,
no.
The comments they make or?
No, nothing stood out. They talked about Gene's art again. Man, the Cowboys must hand out a memo. You're not allowed in the stadium. You're not allowed to call this game unless you talk about this freaking art gallery.
I don't get art. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It is the worst. And you know who? You know what's worse than art?
Artists.
Artists. And you know what's worse than artists? People who love art.
All right, we'll get back to the Cowboys. Star up, star down at 7 o'clock. Anything else on the? Truckwreck.com text line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fox needs a new A-team. Those two were boring. The announcers stunk it up. I watch the game that Romo and Nance call every week because I love the announcers.
Okay.
People are tired of Romo. I play music to not listen to him over talk. Olsen's better than Romo and Aikman. Olsen did 100 times better than Witten. Olsen's a mustache away from being Ron Burgundy. I enjoy Olsen way better than most broadcasts. Can't beat Collinsworth and Tirico.
Wow. Collinsworth praise.
I know, right?
You never see that. All right.
And then there are a lot of people saying they did not like the uniforms.
Oh, they did not like the uniforms.
No, I loved them.
All right. The unaffiliated physician. You got a team doctor for the Miami Dolphins, and you have someone who is not affiliated with the team. Well, that person got fired in the midst of the Tua drama. That's the update from over the weekend. Multiple sources said the firing came after it was found the consultant made several mistakes in his evaluation. Hmm. Now, reporters came out and said, this is going to be a witch hunt. This is going to be a fall guy. Never forget, the Dolphins staff has final say on sideline and locker room evaluations. All right? What's going to happen to the Dolphins team doctor? Is this a news dump? Is this someone that's targeted? Mike McDaniel, who I do not want to believe did anything sketchy, even though he's coaching for a sketchy organization. I don't, you know, it's,
I like him.
It's like with your kid. You don't want to believe they could be capable of something bad like this. Mike McDaniel, quote, I get the optics. I know what it looks like. I get people's concern. One thing I can exude with 100% conviction, everyone in this building had the correct process and diligence. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I put Tua on the field prematurely after a head injury. I have 100% conviction. It's a player-friendly organization. There was no medical indication from all resources. There was anything regarding the head. And he said, I'm talking high-level football. I'm having high-level football conversations with this guy, and he was totally fine and normal. John Harbaugh was, like, disturbed by this on Friday. He said, like most people, Ravens head coach, I couldn't believe what I saw Thursday night. I couldn't believe what I saw last Sunday. It was just something that was astonishing to see. I've never seen anything like it before. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So Mike McDaniel is saying, look, I get what it looks like. I know all the headlines. I know the stories. He was not concussed against Buffalo.
Okay. look, I'm not a doctor. But you could, like, I heard a really good point over the weekend.
By the way, when Tua got up after that Bills hit, he went to his head first.
Yeah, of course he did.
He was like
ringing in his ear.
Cobwebs.
Yeah, he was seeing stars.
But again, if there is a neck or back issue that could lead to that, we need to play a game of operation. Then the Dolphins need to put that stuff out there. I haven't seen it yet on the internet.
Yeah, like, look, I wasn't in the tent. I don't know what the evaluation came up with. Okay, there's six things that you look for when it comes to head injuries. You know, do you check off X amount of boxes, right? There's no way of knowing certain things that were checked off or weren't checked off unless you were in that tent. You know, that said, you know when something's, you know the individual know when something's wrong with your body, right? You may not know what it is, but you know something's wrong. And the viewer could see when something's wrong with someone's body. Like when somebody just collapses to the ground, that ain't normal. It's probably not a neck or back injury. There's something going on there. And we all saw it. Did they scapegoat this doctor? Yeah, I think they did. Because he wasn't even the final say. It's the Dolphins team doctor that has the final say.
Yeah.
You know, and people do, you know, doctors do misdiagnose. Your dad's a physician. I'm sure in the 60 years that he's practiced medicine or whatever it is, that maybe there was a misdiagnosis somewhere.
Sure.
It happens. You know, it's probably the worst thing to happen for a physician, you know, to misdiagnose. That's why they're paid so handsomely and they're so smart, is because they can't misdiagnose. You can't afford to for the other person's, you know, health and well-being, but they're still going to happen.
So now we see what happens. Is Stephen Ross going to talk, or is he suspended? He can't talk. Is he gone for the year? We're going to get a comment on the owner over this type of issue.
I mean,
now we'll see how long Tua's out.
Yeah. I mean, would you be surprised if he plays again? Would you be more surprised if he plays again this year, or more surprised if he doesn't play again this year?
I'd be more surprised if he does not play this year. I'm saying, you know, 2 weeks.
Okay. Not
this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after, I'll predict. Playing this year.
I totally agree that he's playing this year.
I think.
I don't know that we'll see him. I would say probably November.
Okay, so gone for the month.
I think so.
Miss about 3 or 4 games.
I would think so. I think one game, you know, two. Yeah, I think 3 games. I'll go 3 games. 3 games tops.
877-881-1053 is the truckwreck.com text line to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. 877-881-1053 as we continue to celebrate a Cowboys Monday. What else happened around the rest of the NFL? We got a college football recap, and RJ is heading to Arlington for Aaron Judge in town tonight. Will this be the last show or week of shows for RJ Choppy after he catches Aaron Judge's home run ball? Cowboy headlines on a Cowboys Monday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.